The ceremony's live stream on YouTube begins with this odd and almost haunting juxtaposition. Dramatic music, flashy graphics combined with video of previous year's graduations, and then cut to a live feed of an empty podium looking out on the Academy's empty parade field. Well, empty except for a small media box and about 1,000 chairs. Chairs arranged in a socially distant grid, each precisely 8 feet from each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence.
Vice President Pence had planned on providing a video commencement address for the graduating cadets, yet here he is, walking solo across the parade grounds toward the stage and the podium. From both sides of the field come the 967 cadets in crisp blue and white uniforms, most wearing thick gold sashes around their waist, though a few, 86 actually, wearing silver sashes. The Space Force cadets, including Ashley Nimmo.
All lined up side by side, front to back, marching in.
Still 8 feet from one another. Nimmo says it's bittersweet, the pandemic keeping their families away and prompting the Academy to graduate the cadets 6 weeks ahead of schedule.
But we're excited that we're one of the few colleges in the nation to be getting an actual physical graduation, and we're ready to move on to the next chapter of our lives.
Speaking to the graduates at the podium, the nation's first chief of space operations, General John Raymond.
You will lay the foundation of service that is innovative and can go fast in order to stay ahead of a significant and growing threat.
He's talking about the threat in space from other world powers like Russia and China. And innovation is exactly where another Space Force cadet wants to focus. Van Woolman describes the new branch as the world's largest startup company. And he's been trying to find positives in enduring a pandemic during his chaotic last semester.
Disruptive change and uncertain situations is definitely something that I'm very fond of and love kind of digging into.
And as America knows, you completed one of the most challenging semesters in the histories of the Air Force Academy.
Vice President Mike Pence.
And we rightly honor each and every one of you, those who are here and those who are not.
His words come after a month where two seniors died in the span of 3 days, suspected suicides. At the time, seniors had been spaced out through the dorm rooms and largely confined there. Tough physical conditioning waited as punishment for those violating the social distancing restrictions. Those restrictions were eased after the two deaths, and the early graduation was announced shortly after.
Will you please raise your right hand, and after I read
the cadets stand from the spaced out grid of chairs and take their oath of office.
Do each of you, having been
the U.S. Naval Academy has canceled graduation ceremonies this year, though President Trump has said he will speak at the commencement for West Point Military Academy in June.
Class of 2020, dismissed!
Now second lieutenants, the Air and Space Force cadets throw their white hats upward as the Thunderbirds jet squadron tears across the overcast skies. Most of the graduates celebrate in place, maintaining proper social distancing, though a few cannot help but embrace. In Colorado Springs, I'm Dan Boyce.